Hey everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heat and Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about waking up early in the morning as a founder.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Maybe we'll expand to like early morning routines, but it's 6 a.m. in San Francisco. Thankfully, I'm in New York, so it's just 9 a.m. for me. But, you know, I've you know, heard and read a lot about like morning routines, being a super early kind of morning person. And for, I think, about 5 or 6 months, I had actually established a morning routine where I was waking up at 5 a.m. every morning. And I really, really thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, it's in the past distance. This year, I don't even know what time I wake up in the morning. I've been traveling so much, I'm all over the place. But I've noticed consistency over the past years that you are a super early morning person, right?
Yep, these days I am.
These days? All right, so is that something that would you say it's not a natural thing? It's like a learned thing? Or tell us more about it.
Totally a learned thing.
Yeah.
I think for me, you know, truthfully, I can go either way very easily. I think maybe just like you. And I don't travel much. So people are different. And some people really prefer or think, I think, that they think that they're, you know, night people, right? Mm-hmm. Or they're morning people. I've been both in my life. Right now, I'm a morning person. and for me, the way I do it is I just have a reason. So I have a reason to get up and do something. So today, my reason was getting on the podcast and recording a few podcasts with you. So that's my reason. I live about 20 to 30 minutes south of San Francisco in a city called Redwood Shore. I call it the city that Larry Ellison built because it's right behind essentially his main office, like the big buildings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like suburbia. And so I live here. And if I get up early, that means get up right around 6-ish. I can make it to the city by 7. You know, I wake up, shower, whatnot, get ready. And I can make it to the city by 7. If I get up any later, then I end up making it to the city by like 8. And it takes me like 45 minutes. So it's a difference between like 25, 35 minutes and like 45 minutes to an hour, hour and 10 minutes. So my excuse for getting up early is that I get to drive less and I don't have to drive in traffic in the morning.
Beautiful. I love that. Having a reason. So, all right. So I'll give you my quick history in terms of my mornings. I mean, I definitely have been both super early morning person, normal morning person, and late. I think, I don't know that for sure, but I think my natural tendency would not be, like, I know that I work best if I either wake up at 5 or wake up later, let's say at 8. These days, I wake up probably around 6:30 to 7 a.m.-ish, and that's actually not an optimal time for me to wake up. I don't know why. Maybe it's kind of a sleep rhythm thing where I'm like in deep sleep during that time, and so it's harder for me to wake up, although it's a little later than 5 a.m. But, you know, for me, the first time that I really worked hard to experiment with my morning routine was when I had my first son. And so, you know, I was responsible in the morning when he was waking up to feed him, to do breakfast when he was a little, you know, I think at the 1 year age when he wasn't a baby anymore and wasn't breastfeeding anymore. And I noticed that it was really messing with me to wake up in kind of at different times. You know, at some days he would wake up at 6:30, some days he would wake up at 7:15. We'd be always kind of within a range of 40 minutes at different times. It would really mess me up to wake up hearing a crying kid or hearing a kid waking up. I was kind of a little out of it and groggy, preparing food, changing diapers. It's kind of a very weird way to start the day where I'm like, you know, one step behind. And I did that for a while. And then I read an article somewhere about like the magic of waking up at 5 a.m. and how amazing it is. And it's the best thing ever. I was like, huh, maybe I should try that. And I did.